Hey, podcast listeners. If you enjoy learning about important issues affecting your world, then be sure to join us this month on WSJ.com as we explore the people and programs helping to solve America's hunger issues. This July, we're partnering with MiniUSA to defy hunger on the Mini Takes the States rally. Check out the program on WSJ.com and donate to the cause at defyhungertogether.com.
Google Maps gets a makeover. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. If your Google Maps app looks a little different, you are not hallucinating. It's made some subtle changes to the way it looks and amped up some features as well. Let's get straight to the story with WSJD's Nathan Oliveras-Giles. Hi, Nathan.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Sure. So one thing that's new, and this is probably a good thing if you're traveling, is now you can actually see where you're going easier. Is that right?
Yeah, Google has made a lot of changes to the Maps app, both on mobile phones and on the desktop web. And one of the things that they've done is they've made their typography easier to read and larger, which will definitely help if you're looking at stuff in a glance and quickly.
Sure.
They've gotten rid of like the little outlines that went around roads, which is great because it kind of just cluttered things up unless you're actually looking for driving directions. And now they've like shaded things in different colors. One in particular, a light shade of orange will highlight what they call areas of interest, basically like popular neighborhoods where there's lots of shops and things to do.
Gotcha. And how did they go about picking these areas exactly?
Yeah, well, Google has an algorithm that makes these decisions based on the number of stores and restaurants and, you know, entertainment and landmarks in an area, as well as taking into account things like Zagat ratings or the ratings of Google Maps users to determine whether or not the places around there are actually worth visiting and checking out. So they have all that in an algorithm. Now, there are some situations where there are incredibly dense cities like New York City, for example, and in situations like that, Google will actually have human editors who will determine and kind of make a decision on, you know, what street is maybe more of interest than another.
And you mentioned that was one of the shaded areas. Are there other distinctive kind of colors or shaded areas, or is that the main one?
That's the main one, but they did actually make some other changes. In the past, everything kind of had this like beige color to it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the grass of the green area to denote grass is actually a little greener. The blue for water is just slightly bluer. And now there's like a gray color for regular neighborhoods that aren't areas of interest. And there's a tan color for schools and things like this.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, those are actually things that, like, maybe power users would realize and kind of notice,
okay, and
you might, like, not, you know, get every time you dive into there. But for those who use Google Maps a lot, it could be really handy.
Would you say these changes are significantly useful?
Yeah, you know, I think it really depends on how you use Google Maps, how often and what you use it for. It definitely makes everything easier on the eyes, and it makes it look a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
So for everyone, it should be a more pleasant experience. But, you know, the things like the areas of interest will really help if you're in a city that you've never been to before, or, you know, if you're a tourist or if you're taking a trip, or even just trying to get to know a different part of your own town. Now, if you're a local, it might not mean much to you because you know where you want to go and you know what's what, right?
Right.
So it really depends on kind of how you're using it. One thing that is, you know, something to think about is that businesses that are left outside of this area of interest, you know, they might get kind of left out for those who pinch and zoom in those areas to see what's going on. But they didn't make any changes to the way their search box works. So if you search for something like, you know, burritos or whatever in whatever city you're in, those search results will not be affected by this areas of interest idea.
Yeah, I always actually tend to have trouble with the search function on Google Maps. I will literally, like, end up with directions to Australia sometimes, and I literally set a state. So, okay, maybe that'll be coming down the pike at one point.
Yeah, I hope so. That's a point of frustration for a lot of people, and that is not at all addressed in any of this.
Okay, so, but it seems like ultimately, they're trying to declutter, shall we say, and keep things succinct, which is kind of sort of Google's MO in general, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. This is really about making things simpler, making things less cluttered. And, you know, it's a big deal. There are more than 100 million locations that are in Google Maps across the world. You know, they have a lot to give people. And a lot of people use Google Maps not just for driving directions or for transit times, but for figuring out a restaurant, for looking for a concert
Sure.
venue, for just trying to figure out what to do. So this app is more than just maps, and, you know, they have a really tough time balancing all those things.
Very good. Nathan, thank you as always for the info.
Yeah, my pleasure.
That wraps up this edition of Tech News Briefing. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.